9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, September 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Higher interest rates might make a lot of things we buy more expensive, but they can also help pad your bank account with extra money, even if you're carrying debt and are tight on cash.
Still flex that muscle of putting away as little as you can month over month, because you'd be surprised once you hit zero on your debt how much money is left over to start that emergency savings fund.
We'll talk with WSJ personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Rising interest rates can help consumers reach their financial goals no matter their income level. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin is here to discuss. So Oyin, we talk about interest rates a lot on the show, especially how they've been on the rise over the past year, and they're expected to remain high for the foreseeable future. It's sort of a good news, bad news story, right?
It's definitely a double-edged sword, for sure. For example, rising rates make mortgages and credit card bills a lot more expensive, but they make savings accounts more attractive. Taking out a $500,000 mortgage to buy a home right now is going to cost you about $400 more a month than it would have a year ago. Although, on the flip side, savings accounts like CDs or high-yield savings accounts are yielding upwards of 5%.
Yeah, let's talk about ways that people can take advantage of higher rates. A lot of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and they may not have enough cash to take advantage of rates. But what do financial experts say are the moves they should make to take advantage of these rates that are a lot higher than they were a year ago?
Paying down that credit card debt is a first priority. The average debt holder is paying over 22% interest on their debt right now. And according to recent surveys, that's about 50% of people that are rolling over that credit card debt month over month.
Yeah, the credit card debt can really tear a hole in people's finances if they don't pay down their balances and pay them down on time. Some people avoid that by using debit cards tied to a checking account. How can they use that arrangement to their benefit?
Debit cards can be linked to high-yield checking accounts, which are offered by online banks and credit unions and are yielding, I've seen them as high as 6% right now. So people who are avid debit card users can find some ways to get high interest out of that.
Now, somebody who doesn't have a lot of extra cash to put into a savings account might say, is it worth it for me to put money away? But do financial experts say it is worth it?
They say to still flex that muscle of putting away as little as you can month over month, because you'd be surprised once you hit zero on your debt how much money is left over to start that emergency savings fund.
So what are some numbers here? If you put a little bit away, how will that help you?
If you put about $25 away each month in a high-yield savings account yielding, let's say, 4.5%, for example, you're going to make more than $300 in a year. That might not sound like much, but that also includes added interest that you didn't have to work for.
Now, you spoke to people who put away small amounts of money. What did you learn from them about that experience?
I learned that there are almost different levels that we categorize in our heads when it comes to creating an emergency savings fund. So financial advisors say you should keep anywhere from 6 months to a year of expenses in that fund. But for some people, that might look differently month to month. So anywhere from $0 to $1,000, being able to figure out where you are in that range can really contribute to an emergency fund that works best for you.
So small or large, financial experts say just do something.
Yes, you have to do something, especially right now with these high rates.
Yeah, and a key thing you said here was emergency fund. We've heard from financial experts that people are not putting that money away in case there's some sort of unexpected emergency.
And that's something we really saw during the pandemic when savings depleted as government benefits went down. Financial advisors also recommend that even those who do have a little bit of credit card debt, they should still be saving and putting as much money as they can aside just to start flexing that muscle.
So if somebody has an emergency fund and they have short-term spending goals in mind, let's say buy a car, take a nice vacation, how can the higher rates work for them?
Here's where we get to level three, which is one of my favorite things because I use it in my own personal finance.
Who doesn't love a car and vacations, right?
Exactly. And so these are your fun goals like Christmas gifts for friends and relatives, vacations in the future, and even paying a down payment on a car. So this is where you can set up different pockets of savings accounts for those specific goals and almost pay yourself through those accounts every month.
Now, some of these accounts you have to watch out for minimum balances required, right?
Yes, for sure. When you're looking at things like 6-month or 1-year CDs, you got to make sure that you're meeting whatever the minimum balance requirement is. But typically for high yield savings accounts, there is no minimum balance requirement.
So if you're saving for these types of things, gifts, a car, vacation, seems like it's a bit of an organizational requirement on the part of the saver to make sure that they're not inadvertently spending money that they put away for a particular purpose.
Yes. A woman I spoke to from Pennsylvania does a really good job of this. She puts $150 aside for car insurance, $300 aside for vacations, and $200 aside for Christmas and birthday gifts every month into three separate accounts. And it's growing over time, so when those holidays come up and those vacations come up, she can just dip right into those funds and use that to pay off the expense.
Now, let's say somebody is in a more comfortable position. They have at least a month's worth of money saved up to cover expenses in their checking account. They built up emergency savings, and they've set aside money for anticipated expenses. But they're interested in wealth building. What options should they consider to take advantage of rates?
Financial advisors say that if you're in that spot, well, first of all, you're in a really great position. They also say that it might be time to take money out of high yield savings because these yields that we're seeing are not outpacing inflation. They're essentially keeping up with it. So this might be a time to talk with your financial advisor and figure out ways to diversify your portfolio.
So there could be rates out there higher than the high yield savings accounts that we see.
Yes, investing in a mix of stocks and bonds is something to really look at if you're at this position.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show is produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.